So this morning we're going to begin our study by considering verses from the very first chapter of the Dhammapada, the section of pairs, the Yamaka Vaga. Vaga means chapter, Yamaka means here pairs, or it can be the twinned verses. And this chapter is so called because most of the verses are sort of paired. You get two verses and they're kind of talking about the same thing from different viewpoints. And you'll see how they're paired in a moment. And I'll just read then the first two verses from the section of pairs. And this is going to be all we're going to do today, just to go into these first two verses. And probably we could spend the rest of the week on these first two verses, but we'll at least have a go today and in the discussion groups tomorrow. So, experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows, even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox drawing the cart. Second verse. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows like a shadow that never departs. So this is how the Dhammapada begins. And I think it's highly significant that it begins in this place with these two verses. Because this is where I think Buddhism begins. This is where the Buddhist path begins. This is where, if you like, the revolution in consciousness that is needed if you're to step onto the Buddhist path actually begins. It begins when we realise that our mind creates our suffering and our happiness. Buddhist practice begins when we realise the centrality of mind. When we realise that our mind creates our suffering, our mind creates our happiness. Or if you like, it's our own mind that creates meaning, value, or it's our own mind that creates meaninglessness. It's our own mind that is the key to liberation. It's our own mind that is the key to restriction and limitation and imprisonment. It's our own mind that is the key. It's our own mind that is decisive and central, you know, to anything worthwhile or not worthwhile in our lives. Now, that's not to say that we don't suffer, that we don't hurt ourselves if we drop something on our foot, or because of some natural calamity like floods or illness, whatever. Of course we do. The Buddha isn't really concerned with those things. He's not saying that suffering and happiness doesn't, pleasure and pain doesn't happen through other causes and conditions. He's not saying that. What the Buddha is pointing to, what he's being so striking about here, he just wants to make the point really forcefully, directly, clearly. He's pointing to something much deeper than that. He's basically saying our psychological, moral and spiritual well-being is in our own hands. It derives from what we do with our minds. The Buddha is saying that our psychological, moral and spiritual well-being derives from what we do with our minds. That's where our well-being comes from. Our psychological, moral and spiritual well-being is not determined by a creator God, by the stars, by fate, by chance, by other people, by society, by luck, by chemicals, by material things. It's determined by the quality of our minds. That's what determines our psychological, moral and spiritual well-being. It's dependent on what we do with our minds, what we direct our minds towards. So this is really very, very important to get hold of. If you're serious about Buddhist practice, it's about waking up to the centrality of your mind.